Welcome to Copernicus AI, and today we're diving into one of the most revolutionary technologies of our time, quantum computing. Prepare to explore a computational paradigm that harnesses the bizarre laws of quantum mechanics to solve problems that would take classical computers millennia to complete. To understand quantum computing, we first need to grasp how it differs fundamentally from classical computing. Every calculation your smartphone, laptop, or supercomputer performs relies on bits, tiny switches that are either on, one, or off, zero. All digital information, from this podcast to the latest Hollywood movie, is ultimately encoded in these binary digits. Quantum computers, however, use quantum bits or qubits. Thanks to the quantum principle of superposition, a qubit can exist in both zero and one state simultaneously until we measure it. Imagine flipping a coin that spins in the air. While spinning, it's neither heads nor tails, but both possibilities at once. That's superposition in action. But superposition is just the beginning. Quantum entanglement allows qubits to become correlated in ways that Einstein famously called spooky action at a distance. When qubits are entangled, measuring one instantly affects the others, regardless of the distance separating them. This creates computational possibilities that simply don't exist in classical systems. These quantum properties enable what we call quantum parallelism. While a classical computer must check each possible solution to a problem sequentially, a quantum computer can evaluate multiple possibilities simultaneously. For certain types of problems, this provides exponential speedup, solving in minutes what would take classical computers longer than the age of the universe. The most famous quantum algorithm is Shor's algorithm, developed by mathematician Peter Shor in 1994. This algorithm can factor large numbers exponentially faster than any known classical method. Why does this matter? Because the security of most internet encryption relies on the difficulty of factoring large numbers. A sufficiently powerful quantum computer running Shor's algorithm could break these cryptographic systems, necessitating entirely new forms of quantum-resistant encryption. Grover's algorithm offers another compelling demonstration of quantum advantage. When searching through an unsorted database, classical computers must check entries one by one, requiring up to n steps for n entries. Grover's algorithm can accomplish the same search in roughly the square root of n steps, a quadratic speedup that becomes dramatic for large databases. Current quantum computers exist in what researchers call the NISQ era, noisy intermediate-scale quantum. These machines have limited numbers of qubits and suffer from high error rates due to quantum decoherence. Quantum states are incredibly fragile, easily disrupted by temperature fluctuations, electromagnetic interference, or even cosmic rays. Most quantum computers operate at temperatures near absolute zero, colder than outer space, to minimize this interference. They're housed in elaborate refrigeration systems and shielded chambers, looking more like elaborate scientific instruments than the compact devices we associate with computers. Despite these challenges, recent years have seen remarkable progress. Google claimed quantum supremacy in 2019, demonstrating a quantum computer that solved a specific problem faster than the world's most powerful supercomputers. IBM, IonQ, and other companies are developing increasingly sophisticated quantum systems, while software frameworks like Qiskit and Circ make quantum programming accessible to researchers worldwide. The applications of mature quantum computing are staggering. Quantum simulation could revolutionize drug discovery by modeling molecular interactions with unprecedented accuracy. Financial institutions are exploring quantum algorithms for portfolio optimization and risk analysis. Machine learning could be transformed by quantum algorithms that process information in fundamentally new ways. Perhaps most exciting is quantum computing's potential to solve optimization problems that plague industries from logistics to energy distribution. Finding the most efficient routes for delivery trucks, optimizing power grid operations, or scheduling complex manufacturing processes, these challenges could benefit enormously from quantum algorithms. Climate modeling represents another frontier. The Earth's climate system involves countless interacting variables that strain even our most powerful supercomputers. Quantum computers could potentially model these systems with the detail and accuracy needed to develop more effective climate solutions. We're still in the early days of quantum computing, roughly equivalent to where classical computers were in the 1940s. But the potential is undeniable. As error rates decrease and qubit counts increase, we're approaching the threshold where quantum computers will provide practical advantages for real-world problems. The quantum future isn't just about faster computers. It's about fundamentally new ways of processing information, solving problems, and understanding our universe. Thank you for joining us on this journey into the quantum computing frontier. Next time, we'll explore quantum cryptography and its implications for digital security. Until then, remember that the quantum revolution is happening now, and its impact will reshape technology, science, and society in ways we're only beginning to imagine. Keep computing and stay curious about the quantum future.